بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته امه او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء الا الجنة ليس له جزاء الا الجنة او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respect علماء کرام, and nadar our all the musalli hazrat for this masjid. Hazrat Maulana Naeem Saab Hafizahullah Ta'ala, Maulana, not a request, order, just a few minutes, and a little while, spend some time over masjid also, I accepted and I come here. But actually, month of Zilhijjah till now never over, today 18 of Zilhijjah. That's why I got intention just explain to you about last Hajj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he make last Hajj. In Muslim Sharif first volume Kitab al-Hajj, very very lengthy narration of حضرت جابر ابن عبداللہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. علامہ ابن قیم رحمت اللہ علیہ his mention whole narration of حضرت جابر ابن عبداللہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ on his کتاب, and from there شیخ الحدیث حضرت مولانا محمد زکریہ صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ, he take a narration of Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he write commentary of narration of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And narration of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was very, very lengthy narration. And in Muqaddama, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Abul Hasan Ali Al-Hasan al-Nadwi rahimahullah mentioned, that is also one karamat of Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Zakariya sahab nawwarallahu marqadahu, he start wrote commentary of hadith of Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu after Fajr namaz, and just before Maghrib namaz finished, 207 page. And name of this kitab, Juz'u Hajjatil Wada. And when Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya sahab nawwarallahu marqadahu finished this kitab, Juz'u Hajjatil Wada, he sent to great muhaddith, Maulana Habibur Rahman sahab Azami, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He also passed away 1992 in month of Ramzan. And Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya sahab, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, that time he passed away, But Maulana Habibur Rahman Sahib Azami, when he wrote this commentary of Juz Hajjatul Wada, both alive, Maulana Habibur Rahman Sahib also, and Sheikhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib also, Sheikhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he sent one copy of this kitab, and he requests, just check my kitab. Sheikh Muhaddis-e-Azam Maulana Habibur Rahman Sahib Azami Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he check a whole 207 page. And he give a remark, and he give advice, mashallah, commentary, everything is good, nothing to wrong anything. And thereafter, in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during his journey, many place, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give short advice. And that's why ulama-e kiram say, khutubatu hajjatil wada. Khutubat is plural word, and khutubatun is singular word, and khutubatun meaning one bayan. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give many bayan. And three bayan is very famous. First bayan, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give in Makkah Mukarramah on 7 of Zil Hijjah. Because 8 of Zil Hijjah were Hadith Istar. And thereafter, second bayan, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give 9 of Zil Hijjah in Arafat. I mention also thereafter, inshallah ta'ala. And third bayan, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention in Mina also. That is these three bayan. But beside these three bayan also, many places during the traveling of last Hajj, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give many advice. There are two great alim. One is passed away, like Maulana Habibur Rahman Sahib Azami, he collect all the bayanat from different kitab. And with the Juzo Hajjatil Wada, he make together also, add also. That's why this kitab on three parts. Number one, Juzo Hajjatil Wada. And number two, Umratul Nabiya Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 4 times Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make Umrah also. And last few pages is coming, Khutbatu Hajjatil Wada. This bayan is Maulana Habibur Rahman Sahib Azami, Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. Another kitab, Khutbatu Hajjatil Wada, very famous alim, Allama Zahid Rashidi, from Pakistan, he also made together all the khutbat and all the bayanat, and put in one kitab, and name of this kitab also, Khutbatu Hajjatil Wada'i, with the comment in Urdu language also. So that's why I decided that this plan about last Hajj of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is narration of Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala, very lengthy narration, but I try to maybe mention one part of this hadith, or maybe second part or third part, whatever live next time. That is in Muslim Sharif narration of Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala. And this narration is coming. I just explain ruwat. One is sanad, one is matan. Matan meaning when all the name is finished. And what is coming? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that is his matan. And day before all the name is coming. When name is coming, that is his sanad. Like, وَبِهِ قَالَ حَدَّسَنَا أَحْمَدُ بْنُ إِشْكَابِ قَالَ حَدَّسَنَا مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ فُزَيْلِ أَنْ عُمَارَةَ بْنَ الْقَعْكَى أَنْ أَبِي زُرْعَى أَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْ أحمد بن إشكاب محمد بن فزيل عمارة بن القعكع أبو زرعة أبو هريرة. That is the whole chain of narration. 5 names is coming here. In narration of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala, who also just remember, number 1, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ passed away, became shaheed in 40 after the hijrah in Kufa in month of Ramzan. That is Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. And number two, son of Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, Hazrat Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. And Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he also became shaheed in Karbala in Muharram 61 after the Hijrah, 10 of Muharram. That is Hazrat Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. And number three, son of Hazrat Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he was worth in company of his beloved father, Hazrat Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, in Karbala, in Kufa. But by chance, Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala make hifazat, son of Hazrat Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, and his son name is Zain al-Abidin. Zain al-Abidin actually is title, and real name is Ali. Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he decided name of his son like name of his beloved father, Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. But in our kitab, normal ulama mention Zain al-Abidin, and real name is Ali, Ali bin Hussain, Ali bin Hussain bin Ali. Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ passed away 40 after the hijrah in month of Ramzan in Kufa. Number two, Hazrat Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he passed away 61, became shaheed in Karbala after the hijrah, 10 of Muharram. Number three, Zain al-Abidin. Like I mentioned, Zain al-Abidin is title, and real name is Ali. And Zain al-Abidin, he was passed away 94 after the hijrah. And Zain al-Abidin, he also got one son. His name is Muhammad. And his kunyat Abu Ja'far. And his title is Baqir, Muhammad Baqir, Muhammad Baqir. Ulama-e-kiram mentioned why he got title of Baqir. Baqir, this is actually original word is come Baqara. And Baqara, you know, in Baqaratun, Baqaratun meaning is cow. Why we call cow to Baqaratun in Arabic language? Ulama-e-kiram mentioned past time this cow people using for farming job also, and they digging also, and they after put seed also. And this his name is Muhammad, but why say Baqir? Baqir meaning Baqara, and Baqara meaning to dig. Because many, many kitab is dig, and he got lot of ilam. That's why his name is Muhammad Baqir. That is his number four. And Muhammad's son, his name also is Ja'far. And his title also, Ja'far is Sadiq. This Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala no narration, the five name is coming. Ali radiallahu ta'ala no, Hussain radiallahu ta'ala no, Zainul Abidin, Muhammad Baqir, and last one, Ja'far is Sadiq. Ali radiallahu ta'ala no passed away 40. Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ شہید 61. Zain al-Abidin passed away 94. And Muhammad Baqir, he was born 56 after the hijrah, and he passed away 117. And his son Ja'far Sadiq, he born 80 after the hijrah, and he passed away 148 after the hijrah. That is the chain of narration, the five people. Ja'far, Ja'far, son of Hazrat Muhammad Baqir, he say, my beloved father, Muhammad Baqir, he is planning to me whole hadith of Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And thereafter say, my beloved father, Muhammad Baqir, he told me, from there we can learn, every single father got responsibility. Every single day we can teach one hadith our children also. Like Muhammad Baqir, whole narration of Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he explained to Jafar al-Sadiq. And now, alhamdulillah, we make distal our masjid, masjid in Noor. After many, many years in Durban, one masjid of Durban. Jafar al-Sadiq say, my father, Muhammad al-Baqir, he explained to me this hadith. And he said, Muhammad Baqir said, myself and some of my friends, 5 or maybe 6 or 7, when we heard in Medina Munawwara, that time Muhammad Baqir in Medina Munawwara, he said, I am 14 years old. And some of my friends also, some is 15 years, some is 17 years, some 18 years, some 20 years, our group, when we heard about Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, last sahabi in Medina Munawwara is alive. Now in Medina Munawwara, Muhammad Baqir say, only one sahabi, Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. Then we decide next time maybe we get chance or never get chance. Now valuable chance. Why we are not go to Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, make mulaqat and ask some advice also and ask some nasihat also. Muhammad Baqir say we are 5 went to house of Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. From here also we learn when we know about any elderly person or elderly buzrug man, so wali of Allah, friend of Allah, and we know about him, they can go to his company and we can learn something. Like Muhammad Baqir from family of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he and his friend, they went to Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. Muhammad Baqir say, Qadimna ala bayt Jabir ibn Abdullah. We came to house of Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. Daqaqna alayhi al-bab. And we knocked door of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. Sallama alayhim. And thereafter we make salam also. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala give reply. Wa alaykum as-salam. Faqala liqaidihi. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, he told his khadim, open the door and tell him, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba, most welcome, come inside. I don't know who these people. Because that time, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, he was 94 years old. And Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, totally blind also that time. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, that time 94 years old and totally blind also. Muhammad Baqir say, when we enter after the salam and we saw together on the queue in the line, then Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala start taking interview. And he say, by who's first person? Ma ismuka? What your name? Ma ismu abika? What your father name? Ma ismu jaddika? What your grandfather name? First person is finished. He came to second person, third person, fourth person. And Muhammad Baqir say, last I was sitting. And Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala no asked, who's my last? He said, my name is Muhammad. My name is Muhammad. My beloved father name is Zainul Abidin Ali. And my grandfather name, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. See, taalluq of nisbat. Muhammad Baqir say, when I mention name of my grandfather, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, he was my grandfather, Zainul Abidin my father, and my name is Muhammad. When he heard name of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, then Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala say, udnu minni, udnu minni, udnu minni, close to me. When I saw very, very close to Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, وَدَعَ يَدَهُ الْمُبَارَكَ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِ. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, 94 years is old, and he is put Mubarak hand on the head of Muhammad Baqir. And thereafter, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, he was wearing one kurta with the button. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, what is Mubarak hand? He opened button of kurta of Muhammad Baqir. When kurta is open, then wada'a yadahu al-mubaraka ala sadrihi. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, he put mubarak hand, chest of Muhammad Baqir. And make like this three times. And thereafter say, when you mention name of your grandfather, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, then whole history come on my mind. Whole Medina Munawwara history come on my mind. And thereafter say, Muhammad, why you came to me? He said, Hazrat, I want to ask something to you. Then Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala say, Salma bada laka, Salma bada laka, Salma bada laka. Any question you want to ask me, you can ask. Inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, I give it to you, reply. When Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala say, Salma bada laka, you can ask any question. Then Muhammad Baqir say, my heart is open. I am very, very happy also. And Hazrat also, mashallah, is ready. If any question I bring. Then Muhammad Baqir say, O Jabir ibn Abdullah, you was in last journey for Hajj with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala say, every single step, last journey of Hajj, I was with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Muhammad Baqir say, can you explain to us about the whole journey for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Hajj? How Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make Hajj? Where Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put ihram? And ihram time, what Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give advice? Then Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala say, yes, I explain to now you. Muhammad Baqir say, we are busy till now, and suddenly time of namaz is kept. Then Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala say, 10 minute break time. Because now namaz time is coming. And he say, I am is bala'in, very difficult for me, go to Masjid Nabawi, we make jamaat in my own house. And Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala got wuzu also. Why I bring all the story, then we can know. Allah ta'ala give it jazai khair our muhaddisin. Our muhaddisin, every single action of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. He never lived very, very small thing also. Muhammad Baqir say, namaz time is coming. Jabir bin Abdullah say, now break time. First we make a namaz. And Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, very simple dress. And one of our sadiqi viqama, and we make jamaat in house of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. When namaz is over, then he say, all right, sit down. Isma'u, wastami'u, once it will listen careful. And thereafter he start give whole bayan about last journey, Hajj of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he was bala'in, that is why Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala say, Muhammad, look at my finger. And thereafter Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala say, first year of Hijrat, second year of Hijrat, third year for Hijrat, fourth year for Hijrat, number 5 also is Hijrat, number 6 also, 7 also, 8 also, and 9 also. First 9 year, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never make any Hajj. Now, first 9 year, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never make any Hajj. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in 9, Hajj is made compulsory. But that time invited men around and surround of Makkah Mukarrama, that's why not good. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decide to make Amir of Jamaat of Hajj, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And 300 Sahaba-e-Kiram, they went with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in 9 after the Hijrah. When Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu come out from Medina Munawwara and he reached halfway to Makkah Mukarrama. Then Ayat-e-Karima is revealed in Medina Munawwara. إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ عَيْلَةً فَسَوْفَ يُغْنِيكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنْ شَاءَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. This ayat karima is revealed. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, take this ayat karima. Remember this ayat karima. And 9 of Zilhijjah, when all the people of Makkah in Maidan-e-Arafat, then you read this ayat karima. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, go and meet very, very quick way Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came, join us. But Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when day of Arafah, 9 of Zilhijjah is came, then Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, 1,000 and 1,000 people. But that is his mixed Hajj. Muslim also and non-Muslim also. Then Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu make a'lan. For non-Muslim people, that is last Hajj. Next year in 10, no allow any non-Muslim to join us in Hajj with us. Besides, if they accept that Islam is okay, otherwise no permission. And Ali radiyallahu ta'ala no recite this ayat-e-kareema, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسْوَنْ فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا. No allow any non-Muslim come to Makkah Mukarrama. Ulama-e-kiram mentioned very beautiful point. When Sahaba-e-Kiram is lesson this ayat-e-kareema, next year, no any non-Muslim allow come to in Makkah Mukarrama, near the Kaaba, near the Haram. Then, very, very bad scientific our business also. 1,000 and 1,000 kuffar is come out. Then, what is our tijarat and our finance and problem? Then Allah Ta'ala give answer, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ عَيْلَةً. If the whole Makkah Mukarrama became empty from kuffar of Makkah, I will give it to you guarantee. You people can't get any financial problem. Because Rosie is my hand. Rosie is not there. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ عَيْلَةً فَسَوْمَ يُغْنِيكُمَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضِلِ إِنْشَاءَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. That is the Hajj for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Anyway, day after the 10 years after the Hijrah, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala on Zulqadah, 24 of Zulqadah and day of Jummah, and whole Masjid al-Nabawi full with the Sahaba-e-Kiram. That is in 10, like I mentioned. 9 Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala make Hajj with the Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Hajj on 10 after the Hijrah, when Zulqadah, 24 Zulqadah is came, and day of Friday, and whole Masjid al-Nabawi is full up. First Azan also is over, second Azan also is over, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mimbar, a very, very lengthy khutbah. And in this khutbah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, this year I got intention to make my Hajj. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes some ishara also. Or in Jummah khutbah and in Jummah program, that is the my Hajj, first also and last also. And ulama-e-kiram mentioned many, many things, but I don't want to go more detail also. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ramzan already make ishara, that is the my last Ramzan. Ulama-e kiram say how? Normal Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make i'tikaf for only 10 days. But from this Ramzan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make i'tikaf 20 days. 20 days i'tikaf meaning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make ishara, that is the my last i'tikaf. And that is the my last Ramzan. Next Ramzan I can't get for i'tikaf also and for roza also. And normally every single year in Ramzan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make a revision, Quran-e-Majid also one time. But this Ramzan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make a revision, but Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam two times. Many Sahaba-e-Kiram understand. That is also one shine, that is last Ramzan for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give khutma 24 Zulqada on Jummah Bayan, and he mentioned about his Hajj. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, one day time was prepared for Hajj. And tomorrow Saturday 25 of Zulqada, after Zuhar Namaz, we are leaving from Medina Munawwara to Zul Hulaifa. 24 hours time. But Sahaba-e-Kiram, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we heard and we are ready to follow up. Ulama-e kiram mention the different narration. Maulana Manzoor Nomani sahab rahimahullah, he also mentioned on his kitab Ma'riful Hadith, he say on second day 25 of Zulqada, on Saturday Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam make Zuhar namaz in Medina Munawwara. And when he came from Medina Munawwara to Zul Hulaifa, some ulama say 90,000 Sahaba-e-Kiram one shot with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They tashkil, not credit one, cash tashkil. And in cash tashkil, no one jamaat and two jamaat. 90,000 Sahaba-e-Kiram join us with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some ulama say 110, 115, 125. But ulama-e-kiram say when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reach Makkah Mukarrama, then many people get together on the way also. When he reach in Arafat, then 140,000 or 125,000 sahaba-e-kiram with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, Zulqada 25 Saturday, after Zuhar Namaz, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come out. And he reach on Zul Hulaifa Asar time. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Zul Hulaifa, he make Asar Namaz also, Maghrib Namaz also, Isha Namaz also, Fajr Namaz also, four Namaz. And when Zuhar time is come, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make Zuhar namaz also is there. Like I mentioned, 24 Juma and 25 on Saturday and 26 of Zulqada, when Zuhar namaz is came, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first make Zuhar namaz. And when Zuhar namaz is over, now is 26, day after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put a cloth of ihram. And after the cloth of ihram, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make two rakat namaz. And when two rakat namaz is over, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make niyat. And he say after the two rakat namaz, Allahumma inni uridul hajja. Allahumma inni uridul hajja. Wal umrata fayassirhuma li wa taqabbalhuma minni. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hajj waad qiran. Many ulama say hajj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qiran. That's why he mentioned two things. Allahumma inni uridul hajja wal umrata fayassirhuma li wa taqabbalhuma minni. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make niyat. And after the make niyat, Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sad on his she camel Qaswa. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on the camel. And thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited very, very loudly talbiyah. Ulama-e-kiram mention from takbir-e-tahreema, namaz-e-istihad, and from talbiyah, ihram-e-istihad. When you read talbiyah, that is the meaning you enter in ihram. And what is the talbiyah? Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read loudly. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wal-ni'mata laka wal-mulka la sharika lak. That is the talbiyah. But we Ajmi people doesn't know how the talbiyah. So ila Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma abzalul hajj ya Rasulallah. O Nabiya of Allah, what is the base hajj? What is the base hajj? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, al-ajju was-sajju, al-ajju was-sajju, al-ajju was-sajju. Sahaba-e-kiram, they was Arab. They was born in Arab. But sometime they also never understand what is the meaning. Then some sahabi asked, O Nabi of Allah, what is the meaning al-ajju and what is the meaning as-sajju? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajjun, ayn and jim, and sajjun, sa and jim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, ajjun, rafu saut in the talbiyah. When you read talbiyah, then read talbiyah loudly. And number two, was sajjo. Sajjo meaning, iraqatu dima. Make more and more qurbani in Mina. That is the base hajj. More talbiyah also, and more qurbani also. Talbiyah supposed to recite loudly. But we people, when Shariat say read loudly, then we read softly. And when Shariat say no, by read softly, then we read loudly, upside is down. And normal our non-Arab hujjar, normal they never read talbiyah also. And remember, Hajj Talbiyah. When you put ihram on 8th of Zilhijjah, then 24 hours in Mina also, and in Arafat also, 48 hours, many, many times, whole day you read Talbiyah. But in Mina also we never read Talbiyah. And in Arafat also we never read Talbiyah. And Talbiyah is top 10 of Zilhijjah, when we going to Jamaratul Aqaba, then we stop talbiyah. But sometimes we never recite one time also. And talbiyah is necessary. Like I mentioned, from takbir-e-tahreema, namaz is start. And from talbiyah is ihram is start. And thereafter, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say one thing, no permission, no ijazat, on ihram condition. Mamnuat-e-ihram. What thing is mana in ihram condition? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. Number one. Once when he start our ihram, then no permission we put any ready-made cloth in our body. Any ready-made garment, no permission. Number one. Number two. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, no permission cut this also. And number three, no permission cut any hair also. And no permission to use any perfume also. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, ihramul rajul fi rasihi wa ihramul marati fi wajhiha. Ihram for man for his head. Don't cover up his head. And for woman, don't cover up for her face also. احرام الرجل في راسه واحرام المرأة في وجهها. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, فلا رفسا ولا فسوقا ولا جدالا. رفسا meaning relationship between husband and wife. In احرام condition, no ijazat. And lastly, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم رید آیت کریمہ لا تقتلوا الصیدا وانتم حرم, نو پرمیشن ٹو ہینڈنگ آلسو, دس سیون تھی. اینڈ لاسٹ باب انتہاوی شریف باب نکاح المحرم, دیر از پاسبل ٹو میک نکاح ان احرام کنڈیشن. امام ابو حنیفہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے اٹ از جائز, بٹ امام شافعی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے نو پرمیشن اور نکاح ان احرام کنڈیشن یو میک نکاح آلسو. امام شافعی سے یو کیم فور طواف, یو کیم فور نکاح. امام شافعی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے نو پرمیشن ٹو میک نکاح, بٹ امام ابو حنیفہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کی پرمیشن. دیٹ از دا نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم احرام. اینڈ ڈے آفٹر نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ناؤ وی آر موونگ فرام ذو الحلیفہ ٹو مکہ مکرمہ. لائک آئی مینشن دیٹ از 26 آف ذو القعدہ, فرائیڈے, سٹرڈے اینڈ سنڈے. Sunday 26th of Zulqada, after Zohar Namaz, 100,000 Sahaba-e-Kiram moving with Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Zulhulayfa to Makkah Mukarrama. For me and you, control 10 Sati in Jamaat is very, very difficult. But how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handling 100,000? And Maulana Hifzur Rahman Sahib Siyo Harbi in Qasasul Quran mentioned, and Mufti Sayyid Sahib also is mentioned on Hidayatul Quran, when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam come out from Misr and he tried to take Bani Israel from Misr to Palestine, from Syria side, Maulana Hifzur Rahman Sahib also is right. And Mufti Sayyid Sahib also mentioned in Hidayatul Quran, that time Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, Yusha alayhi salatu wassalam, and what three, Musa and Harun and Yusha, all the Bani Israel, what Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, 600,000 Bani Israel. 600,000 Bani Israel te 600,000. So when we read, so we get shocked how Musa alayhi salatu wassalam alone controlled 600,000 people. Alone Musa alayhi salatu wassalam control. In our house, three children, hamara matha duk jata hai bhai. Ke wallah I get heading. Abhi kehte hai ke bachon ko bhi bahir bhejo, apne masjid chalo. But Musa alayhi salatu wassalam control 600,000 people. Allahu Akbar. And our ihram, I think maybe 48 hours, or maybe 50 hours. And every single time we check message, my qurbani is over, my qurbani, tawaf ziyarat is over. Message not come when, oh, my qurbani. Very quickly I take out my kafan, maybe mort is coming. We get pareshan. Anytime, maybe some people get kurta and trouser also what? If they get news in Matab also is changed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ihram 26th of Zulqada. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Makkah Mukarrama on 4th of Zulhijjah. That is the meaning, full Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 9 days. 9 days, after 9 days in ihram condition. But 100,000 people, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Makkah Mukarrama, and that day also, 4 of Zulhijjah, and Sunday also, some ulama say, charge time is coming, and some ulama say, zawal time is coming. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in Makkah Mukarrama, then first Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered in Mataf. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered in Mataf, normal any masajid in dunya, when we enter any masjid, then supposed to be try to make 2 rakat namaz, tahayyatul masjid lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when we enter in Makkah Mukarrama masjid haram, no tahayyatul masjid, but tawaf like tahayyatul masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never make tahayyatul masjid. But when he entered in Mataf, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to on Hajar-e-Aswad. عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الركن والمقام ياقوتتان من يواقيت الجنة. عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه say the two stone, number one مقام إبراهيم and number two حجر الأسود. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, I heard from Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is two valuable stone Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala sent from Jannat by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came here, Hazrat Aswad. Hazrat Aswad also got a very, very lengthy history. But our time also is not enough. Some I can next time. Anyway, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Hajar-e-Aswad. And thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his Mubarak hand to Hajar-e-Aswad. And thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed his Mubarak hand also. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started making tawaf. That is tawaf for Umrah. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make tawaf, all the Sahaba-e-Kiram together with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when tawaf is over, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam move little bit to Maqam-e-Ibrahim. And in Maqam-e-Ibrahim, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make two rakat namaz. Jafar-e-Sadiq say, my beloved father, Muhammad Baqir, he told me, Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala no told us, Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala no say, when two rakat namaz is over, then I asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which surah you read on these two rakat? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these two surah also. And Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala no mentioned, Muhammad Baqir, and Muhammad Baqir, mentioned to his beloved son Jafar-e-Sadiq, and from Jafar-e-Sadiq, we all listen. That is, his two rakat namaz is over. After two rakat namaz is over, al-istilam marratan saniya. Qad ikhtalaf al-ulama. Difference opinion for ulama-e-kiram. Anyway, thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come again. In tawaf and namaz is over, again came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Hajar-e-Aswad. And again put Mubarak hand. And thereafter he kissed Mubarak hand. And thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come out from Mataf. And when he come out Mataf, then he came first on Safa. When he came on Safa, then he make his Mubarak face direct to Kaabatullah. He can see properly Kaabatullah. And thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first is recite this kalimat. La ilaha illallah, anjaza wa'da, nasara abda, hazama al-ahzaba wahda. La ilaha illallah wahdahu, anjaza wa'dahu, nasara abdahu, wa hazama al-ahzaba wahdahu. And thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamdu, يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. When this two thing is over, it's okay. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam start walk from Safa and come to Marwa side. When he's come down, then he start take walk very, very fastly. And he reach on Marwa. From Marwa to Safa like normal, when seven tawaf is over, بين الصفا والمروة, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam last round, when he reached on Marwa, then he called all the Sahaba-e-Kiram, and thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, لو استقبلتو مستدبرتو ما سقت الهدية. But what is the meaning of this ibarat? Inshallah ta'ala next program. Now we are reached only till Marwa. And from Marwa again we come to Makkah inshallah. And after 5 days, inshallah we going to Mina also. And Arfat also. And from Mina, Arfar, going to Muzdalifah also. What happened in Arfar also? What happened in Muzdalifah also? What is the story of Osama bin Zaid? And what is the story for Fazl bin Abbas? And what bayan he give on Arfat? And what bayan he give in Mina? And when he came to Tawaf Ziyarat? Oh, inshallah, wa tabarak wa ta'ala, next time. But you remember, we reach now only till Marwa. And from Marwa we carry on, because 1 hour is over. And enough, inshallah, wa ta'ala. That is the Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, he teach whole hadith one time, but we are weak, so we take little sabak. So remember also is very, very easy. Allah subhanahu wa tabarak wa ta'ala take me also, and he also again and again, Makkah Mukarrama, for Hajj also, and for Umrah also. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakallah, so dua kallu bhai. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اے اللہ, حج کا مہینہ تو پورا ہو رہا ہے, لیکن حج کی برکتوں کو تو ختم مت فرمانا. اے اللہ, حج کی برکتوں سے تو ہمیں مالا مال فرما. اے اللہ, جتنے تیرے بندے دربن جوبر پورے ساؤت افریقہ سے حج کے لیے گئے, تمام حج کرنے والے مرد, حج کرنے والی مائیں بہنیں, اے اللہ ان کے حج کو تو قبول فرما لے. اے اللہ, جو جانا چاہتے تھے کسی وجہ سے نہیں جا سکیں, اے اللہ آئندہ سال رکاوٹوں کو ختم فرما, اور بار بار وہاں کی حاضری ہمیں نصیب فرما, بار بار وہاں کی حاضری ہمیں نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, تو نیتوں کے اوپر میں بھی اجر دیتا ہے, نیتوں پر بھی ثواب دیتا ہے. سبھی کا جانے کا ارادہ ہے, نہیں جا سکیں, اے اللہ تو نیتوں کو سامنے رکھ کر کے ثواب عطا فرما دے, نیتوں کو سامنے رکھ کر کے اجر عطا فرما دے. ہم سب کو علم نافع نصیب فرما, ہمارے علم میں برکت عطا فرما, عمل میں بھی برکت عطا فرما, اخلاص میں بھی برکت عطا فرما. اے اللہ, اپنے فضل سے, اپنے کرم سے ہمارے مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما, بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما. یہاں کے اولڈ ہاؤس میں بہت سی بیچاری کمزور عورتوں کو دیکھا, بیمار عورتوں کو دیکھا, اوور 90 ایئرس, اور اللہ وہ بیماری میں ہے. اے اللہ, تو ان کو شفا عطا فرما, ان کو عافیت عطا فرما, صحت عطا فرما, خدمت کرنے والوں کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما, انتظام کرنے والوں کے انتظام کو قبول فرما. اور اے اللہ, انتظام کرنے والے, خدمت کرنے والوں کو دنیا آخرت میں بہتر بدلہ نصیب فرما, ہمارے کہنے سننے کو بھی تو قبول فرما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاك الله خير.